بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه وتحلى بصفاته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, as we are all well aware, in approximately 30 days' time, a very noble and high-profile guest will arrive at our shores. Generally, the guest will rely on the host for his provisions, food and drink has to be prepared. But this particular guest will in turn bring provisions to the house of the host. Generally, a guest seeks safety, security, comfort, and solace within the home of the host. This particular guest in turn will bring safety, security, comfort, peace of mind, contentment of the heart into the home of the host. Generally, elaborate preparations have to be made. When there's the arrival of a guest, food and drink is prepared, the room is prepared, transport is arranged for the duration of his stay. And there's a great deal of physical preparation that goes into his arrival. But this particular guest will not require much in the way of physical preparation. All that he will ask for is the time and dedication of the host. The duration of his stay will be 30 days, 30 nights. And like any noble and high-profile guest, that home where preparations have been made for his arrival, and his arrival is awaited with anticipation, with eagerness, and his stay is appreciated, then he will reside in that home and distribute his barakat and blessings in that home. And on the other hand, where the door is shut in his face, adequate preparations have not been made, his stay is taken to be a burden, a necessary obligation, and the countdown starts, when will this guest leave? Then with honor and dignity, he will turn around and leave. But with that, the inhabitants of that home will be deprived of his barakat and blessings. As we all are aware, my dear brothers, the guest is the month of Ramadan. That one month in the year where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's national treasury is wide open. Ulama say, as though Allah is calling out, my treasures are open, the treasury is open, come and take as much as you want. Whether it be when it comes to your physical health, some ailment, some sickness, some illness. Now the doors are open, ask and I will grant it to you. Whether it be your rizq, your sustenance, provisions, business is not doing well. You're struggling to make ends meet. Things are just not coming right. The doors are open, ask and I will give it to you. You have some difficulty in your relationships, husband and wife, parents and children. There's some dispute with your employer. Whatever it may be, now my treasury is wide open. I am prepared to give you all that you need to do is put forward the request. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us these moments before the month of Ramadan to prepare for the arrival of the month of Ramadan. As Hazrat Mohinus Patel Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi would explain very beautifully, that person who is prepared to remodel his home, there's some new designs now out in the market. The tiling needs to be done. The painting needs to be done. Then nobody takes the new coat of paint and directly applies it onto the wall as is. There's an entire process behind it. The old paint has to be scraped off. Waterproofing has to be done. The primer has to be put on. The undercoat has to be put on. And then the first coat, the second coat of paint is put on. Now we can say that home has been renovated. Now that home looks appealing and attractive. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the month of Rajab which has passed, and the month of Sha'ban to begin to scrape off the old paint. That whatever bad habits have crept in during the last 10 or 11 months, now is the time to rid myself of these bad habits. As we say, when the month of Ramadan comes, I will now hit the ground running. Preparation has been made in advance. And we know, my dear brothers, when it comes to our dunya, when it comes to important milestones and matters in my worldly life, how well in advance I prepare. in that home where that girl has come of age, and the talk is now on the dinner table, that we need to start entertaining some suitors for her, and hand her over in marriage to somebody. Nobody has even made an appointment to come and see her. Already she's planning and preparing her wedding. The menu, the venue, the decor already in her mind, she's building castles. Preparation starts. Already she tells her father, you need to take me shopping. I've got to now do my whole wardrobe, my trousseau before I get married. He says to her, oh my daughter, nobody has even come to see you as yet. She says, yes, but I need to prepare. The proposal comes, is accepted. What will the parents say? We need 5-6 months. We have to get her ready. There's an entire process that goes into preparation. Why? This is an important event in the life of my child. There is no more important event in the entire year than the month of Ramadan. We cannot expect to pitch up on day one and hit the ground running and now I will gain all the rahmat and mercy of Allah. The old paint has to be scraped off. And therefore ulama have explained, many a times a person introspects, looks into his life. There are so many aspects and avenues that I need to correct. Whether it be my business dealings, my mu'amalat, my mu'asharat, my social etiquette and conduct with others. And all of these aspects in my life that I need to bring right, where do I start? What is the starting point? It just seems too overwhelming right now. Do I even have the capacity to bring about a change within me? Or let me just wait for the month of Ramadan, wait for the next Umrah trip. I'll stand in front of the Kaaba Sharif, then I'll make Tawbah, make Dua. Ulama say it is very simple, there's just one thing to do. To bring about a revolution, a change, in my entire life, in every department of my life, just one thing to do ahead of the month of Ramadan, is to make sincere Tawbah. Sincere repentance before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That person who will meet Allah with repentance, Allah will throw the world at his feet. And for us to understand this, the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu in Bukhari Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains how eager Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is for our tawbah. Allah does not need it, but Allah wants to see initiative from our side. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, a person is traveling in the desert, boiling hot. He has barely any provisions with him. And he's riding atop his conveyance. And as the sweltering heat weakens his body, he gets off the conveyance. He seeks rest under the shade of a tree. And because of his fatigue and tiredness, he falls asleep. And when his eyes open, he realizes, my conveyance has escaped. That camel has run off. All his provisions are on it. Whatever little food and drink he had is there. Whatever clothing he had is there. Whatever money he had is there. And he's got nothing with him. He's in the middle of nowhere, so to say. And it is almost a certain death warrant for him, or death certificate issued to him. And this person looks around in despair, that perhaps I may last a day or two, and it will be a very slow and agonizing death. And as he turns in one direction, he sees suddenly there's his camel. All of his provisions are there, his food is there, his drink is there. And it's just standing and waiting for him. He runs up to it and grabs hold of it. And in that joy and excitement and happiness, he stumbles over what he says. And now he raises his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, oh Allah, I want to express my appreciation. He says, oh Allah, you are my slave, I am your Rabb. He doesn't intend this, but due to his severe, extreme joy, these words come out of his mouth. He calls Allah his slave. He says, I am your Rabb. Oh Allah, I just want to show my appreciation to you. How thankful I am right now. My life was saved. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, we can imagine for a person to make such a slip up. What must have been the extent of his joy and ecstasy at that point in time? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, Lallahu afrahu bitawbati abdihi. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes even more joyed when his slave turns to him in tawbah. More than the joy and the ecstasy that this person feels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses more joy. My slave has turned to me. He's making an effort to scrape off that old paint. Therefore, ahead of the month of Ramadan, my dear brothers, if all of these avenues in my life just seem overwhelming, business to get it right is a struggle. It's been a struggle from day one. My relationships are not coming right with people. I've soured a relationship there. I've hurt somebody here. If there is one thing we can cling onto is tawbah. This door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forever open. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned very briefly, for a person's tawbah to be accepted, just three conditions that need to be fulfilled. Many a times we may feel it's as simple as raising my hands, asking Allah for forgiveness. Yes, we can do that. But he says three conditions if you want your tawbah to be accepted in the court of Allah. The very first Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions is that a person immediately gives up the evil that he is involved in. Whatever it may be, if it is some illicit relationship, delete the contact immediately. I do not need this in my life. How many times we say to the youth, that application, take the courage of a lion and delete it. It will not cost you anything, it will bring peace of mind to your heart. It will bring contentment within your life. Give up the avenue of sin. I know what is blocking my relationship with Allah. What is causing me restlessness at night? What is keeping me away from the masjid? What is preventing me from opening the Quran? Terminate it. For Allah's pleasure, terminate it and see the replacement Allah will give you. The very first that we give up the avenue of sin. Then he says a person must have within his heart genuine remorse and regret. How did I bite the hand that fed me? Allah, who is my mun'im, who is that being who bestowed every favor upon me. Allah gave me my existence, my life, my limbs, my faculties, the mind and brain and heart that I have, the limbs that I am using to break His command, Allah gave it to me. Ulama explained the marvelous creation Allah has given us, how the brain and the mind works. We'll go home after Jummah, some fruit will be put forward. How the mind and the brain understands what pressure to place when I'm biting into this fruit. If it's an apple, it's a different amount of pressure. It's a soft mango, it's a different amount of pressure. But we don't even understand these bounties of Allah. Allah who gave me all of these bounties and blessings, how did I bite His hand? How did I use His bounties against Him? That severe remorse and regret. Ya Allah, I made a mistake. I messed up. And ulama say, speak to Allah. In the dead of night, raise our hands and speak to Allah. Allah is waiting to listen to us. Oh Allah, I messed up. Oh Allah, I was naive. I was immature and I broke your command. Ya Allah, I'm sorry. How the child will say to his parent, I'm sorry. You told me not to play with the toy I played. You told me not to mess my room. I did it. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Make me maaf. The mother will embrace the child. No problem. Let me make your tea and toast for you. Allah's rahmat, Allah's affection, Allah's compassion is more than that. So to have that genuine remorse and regret within the heart. And then the third condition, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah says, أَنْ يَعْزِمَ أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا. A person now makes a firm resolve and genuine intention that I will not go back to this sin. Not that before the month of Ramadan, I will now dress correctly, I will give up the evil that I am involved in, but I know that when the moon for Eid is sighted, I will be back to it. But he has a genuine intention, firm resolve, that come what may, I will not go back to this. Yes, he may stumble and fall later on, but he makes that intention. He says, if these three aspects are found, then rest assured your tawbah is accepted. Your tawbah is accepted. What does Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say? At-ta'ibu habibullah. Not only is Allah prepared to forgive you, and not only is Allah prepared to forget that you committed that sin, Allah is now prepared to bring you into His inner circle. You now become the beloved of Allah overnight. That person who broke every rule in the book, every command of Allah he went against. But he fulfills these three conditions, he makes genuine tawbah, Allah says, you are my beloved now. Now enter the month of Ramadan as my beloved. Now the treasury is open for you. Now when you ask and you raise your hands, it will come to you. But are we prepared to put the first step forward? Are we prepared to say, I'm going to make this sincere tawbah? Allah has given us 1 month left, my dear brothers. If we have not already begun our preparations, we need to start now. Whatever it is, the outward preparations we know are being done. Savories are being prepared, the freezers are being stocked. Already the khajur is being purchased. Where can we get zamzam from? The calendars will start coming out. We're preparing our day, alhamdulillah. But the spiritual preparation. So that when that first Taraweeh will come, when the first night of Ramadan will come, when the first Seri will come, I am prepared. Now I am ready to take from the treasure of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah has given us 1 month left. Let us put our shoulder to the wheel. Come what may, identify those blockages in my life. What is preventing my relationship, souring my relationship with Allah? I will get rid of it for Allah's sake. And then see what Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us this Ramadan. Allah allow us to reach the month of Ramadan. Allah allow us to reach it with the afiyat. There are so many who may have been seated with us last year who are not here. They also would have thought, I will have one more chance. Myself, yourself, we do not know if we will see the month of Ramadan. But at least we take the initiative. We will terminate on this. Ulama say, that person who enrolled in the Hifz class, first day he went to madrasa, Ustad read, A'udhu Bismillah Alif Lam Mim. First ayat only, that's your sabak for the day. And he comes home, meets into an accident and passes away. There is great hope Allah will raise him as a Hafizul Quran. Person booked his tickets, visa is there, hotels are booked, he's leaving for Hajj. He gets onto the plane and he doesn't make it to Joburg, he passes away. There is hope Allah will raise him amongst the Hujjaj. If we will take the initiative to begin my journey of reformation, my journey of Tawbah, my journey of repentance, I may not reach the end. But I took the first step. I'm prepared to show Allah that I'm putting my hand forward. If Allah wills such that my life comes out and I still haven't reached the end, there is hope Allah will raise me amongst the Taibin, amongst those who made sincere Tawbah, amongst those who are the beloved of Allah. My life in this world is made, my life in the Qabr is made, and more importantly, my Akhirat is made. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.